by having a conversation with the head football coach at the University of Utah. He is entering his 15th season as head coach. He has been a National Coach of the Year. He has 11 bowl wins, tied for second most among active coaches. Utah is number 14 in the preseason poll. They are at BYU. August 29th, we are joined by Utes head coach Kyle Whittingham. Kyle, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Appreciate it.
Good. Good to have you back. So we're about a week away from the season opener. How are practices going and how is life right now?
It's been good. You know, we had a good fall camp and got through it relatively healthy, which is, you know, the primary objective is to get your guys to the first game in good health. And so that was a positive. We started school yesterday, so we shifted from fall camp mode to in-season mode, and now we were about, 9 days out from the game.
Kyle Whittingham, my guest. You know, I had Yogi Roth from the Pac-12 Network on the show recently. He was talking about visiting your practices in the spring, and then in fall camp, he was raving about how competitive those practices were. In fact, Kyle, he was comparing them to his time with Pete Carroll at USC, which is really high praise. So how important are the intense practices when it comes to developing the culture and the identity that you want for your team?
Well, I think for us it's very important, and we've always had that MO. You know, we're very physical in practice and get after pretty good, but there is a fine line there. You got to be careful that you don't overdo it because then you start getting guys too banged up and so forth. So I think we've struck a happy medium through the years, and you know, we pride ourselves on being a physical team, and that's something that you know, we hope doesn't change. I mean, that's what we're known for.
Right. Now, you're coming into the season coming off a Pac-12 South title last year, so you know there's going to be some attention on your team. Now you're top 15 in both preseason polls. You're one of the favorites to win the conference. From our conversations over the years, I know you're not going to plan a victory parade based on any preseason poll,
yeah.
And you mentioned your blue-collar mentality with the program. How do you go about helping the players deal with the attention they're now getting?
Well, we had an inclination way back in spring that we would have some preseason accolades, and so we started having those conversations during spring ball, saying, hey, you know, just block out the noise and go about your business and be able to essentially handle success. I mean, we had a pretty decent year last year. As you mentioned, we won the South, and so we knew there'd be somewhat of a target on our back and some praise for us going into the season, but you just got to block it out. I mean, you got to block out the noise. You got to go about your business, go about your process just like you always do, and get to work and make sure you're ready in that opener.
Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham joins us. Now, a big part of the accolades and the attention is quarterback Tyler Huntley and what he can do in the offense. In fact, how much has he grown since he first arrived on campus and even since offensive coordinator Andy Ludwig returned this year?
Yeah, he's grown exponentially, and he has had a tremendous fall camp. And, you know, he's voted team captain. We had our team captain vote just the other day, and he was voted one of the team captains. So his peers think a great deal of him. And we believe he's ready and poised for a big senior year. And you know, we got a running mate in the backfield with him, Zach Moss, who we feel is the best running back in the Pac-12, if not one of the best in the country. And so we think we got some things going for us. But again, you got to go out and prove it. And we'll see where we are in 9 days.
And then in addition to that, he's got some guys that he can get the ball to. Have you ever had more depth at wide receiver than you have right now, and how much does that excite you?
I don't think we have. I think we've got more able bodies than we've ever had, and we've got some real playmakers outside. You know, Britton Covey, one of the top returning. In fact, he was our leading receiver last year. Returns Damari Simpkins, Samson Nakua, Brian Thompson. We've got about seven or eight guys that we feel are ready to help us out.
We're talking to Kyle Whittingham. We're talking Utah football. Let me go back to Ludwig for a minute. He was a graduate assistant back in 1992. He was the offensive coordinator from 05 to 08. He said that when he came back, quote, so much has changed, but yet so much is the same, end quote. And then he went on to say that the leadership and the vision is the same, but the players are better and the facilities are better. What's it like for you to have him back?
It's been awesome, and he we had a great run the first time he was here, and it culminated his last year here with that undefeated season and the Sugar Bowl victory. And since that time, he's been a lot of good places and done a lot of good things. And when it was time to replace our coordinator last year, who took a head coaching job, it was Andy was my first choice. He was the guy that we called, and he was excited about the opportunity. And you know, he's my first coordinator that I hired, and hopefully he's my last.
You know, part of what he's talking about, of course, is the culture of Utah football and how it has remained a constant. How do you go about making that a constant without it getting stale?
Well, you know, college football, there's a lot of turnover. It's not like the NFL where guys can be on the same team for, you know, 6, 8, 10 years. And each year, obviously, you lose your senior class, a new group of freshmen come in, and it just kind of self-perpetuates itself. I mean, it's a situation where the young guys that come into the program learn from the older guys how things are done, what the expectations are, what the standard is, and how we operate, and it just, like I said, it just self-perpetuates.
We're talking Utah football with head coach Kyle Whittingham. You know, Kyle, one of the defining characteristics of Utah football over the years, of course, has been that defensive front, and the talent that this group has seems to be pretty self-evident. You know, I don't want to get too carried away, but might this group be one of the best you've ever had?
I think it's got the potential to be, and we have three seniors who are tremendous players, all three, in my estimation, will be playing on Sundays and, you know, being able to make a career out of this. And below them and some of the underclassmen, we have some real talented guys as well. So I'm saying that this could very well be the most talented and deepest defensive line group we've had. And that is saying something because we've had some pretty good groups in the past.
I'm glad you mentioned Sundays. I want to ask you about one of your former players. And believe it or not, I want to ask you about a punter, Mitch Wisnowski. Man, yeah. He was a fourth-round pick of San Francisco. I know you know where I'm going with this. He's also handling kickoffs for the 49ers. Last night, he absolutely laid out a Bronco return man. What kind of a player did San Francisco get when they drafted Mitch?
He's a fiery competitor. He's first of all, he's got a big time leg. I mean, he has the strongest leg that I've ever seen in person, and can just boom the football. But he's a tremendous athlete. He could have played linebacker for us. He's 6'2" plus and 222 pounds, and run a legitimate 4.5. I mean, when he was here, he was just incredible, and we utilized him a lot. You know, he ran several fake punts for us, and he made some of those plays on kickoff for us as well. And it was exciting to see him do that last night. That was enjoyable to see.
It was tremendous. I thought it was awesome. Now, when he was drafted, there was a question in some parts about taking a punter that early. You place a lot of value on special teams, which is something that some coaches and teams might overlook a little bit. Why are the special teams so important in your mind?
Well, they win games, bottom line. I mean, if you're strong in special teams, we figure that's going to win you 2 or 3 games a year just on that merit alone. And you're right, we've had tremendous special teams here. You know, Matt Gay, our place kicker, was drafted in the 7th round just this past draft, is doing very well down in Tampa Bay. So those two guys are great weapons. They're big shoes to fill. You know, we're starting over essentially with the specialists, but we place a high premium on special teams. Our kids buy into it. They understand the importance of it, and it's just been a strong suit for us for a lot of years.
Sure has. Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham joins me for another couple of moments. Kyle, I want to ask you, because back in spring, you recorded a message that you tweeted out to raise awareness about mental health for student-athletes. As you know, there can be a lot of pressure on student-athletes. How do you go about helping them with the mental health side of things and creating that environment where they can talk about things when things do get tough?
Well, I just think it's a matter of them understanding that as coaches, we care. We care about them as, you know, on a personal level, and it's not just all about football. And I feel, you know, our assistant coaches do a great job fostering those relationships and letting the players know that, you know, we're there for them. And I do what I can do as well as the head coach. It's, you know, it's just a matter of them knowing that we care. Our doors are always open. And anything they want to talk about, feel free to come in and visit with us, and we'll help you out as best we can.
You know, you're now the longest tenured head coach in that conference, and you go out this hard. I mean, that's a grind that can wear anybody down. So what's your approach? How do you go about staying fresh and fired up and on top of your game?
Well, first of all, we have unfinished business. You know, we reached a milestone for our program by winning the Pac-12 South last year, but we fell short in the championship game, and so we have a lot more that we want to accomplish and goals that we've set, and that keeps me going. I mean, we've got a lot more that I think we can get done here, and time will tell, but that's really keeps the fire in my belly is there because of the things that we want to accomplish.
Thing is, though, that's still part of the grind, right? You know, how do you stay fresh for the grind? You keep grinding. You've also talked in the past about how skiing is something that, quote, cleanses my soul.
Yeah.
What is it about skiing that's got that kind of impact? And are you still getting out as much as you'd like on the slopes?
I'm getting out as much as I possibly can. I'm blessed to be 15 minutes from the resort that I ski at, and just getting up in the mountains. I mean, in that clean air and just up there, and you put your headphones in and your goggles on and your helmet. Nobody knows who you are. You can just kind of, you know, be incognito and do your thing, and I just love it. I mean, to me, it's my passion. And there's not much else I'd rather be doing than up on the mountain skiing.
I mean, you've got some world-class mountains there. In fact, what's your favorite mountain? Where do you go?
Snowbird. Snowbird is my place of choice. I get a season pass through every year, and like I said, I can get from my driveway onto my boards in 15 minutes, and I'm going.
I skied it as a kid. I remember Snowbird. Alta, Solitude, Snowbird.
Oh, yeah.
All good stuff, right?
Great stuff. Great stuff,
Utah, number 14, the preseason AP poll. They are at BYU on August 29th. Kyle Whittingham is the head coach of the Utes. Kyle, I appreciate the conversation and the relationship. Great to have you back. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Kyle Whittingham, great coach. Great program. Tough-minded team. Tough-minded coach.